Questions 35 through 38. Look at the questions. Then listen to a television presenter.
And now for travel news. Ahead of the holiday weekend, we can already see quite a buildup of traffic on the main routes. You may have seen the 30-mile backup on the Massachusetts Turnpike on your screens last night. Well, we're hoping that was the worst of it, but this morning, as you're planning your trip, you ought to be thinking about leaving as early as possible. The usual rush hour at 5 is going to peak early as people leave work, and really, if there's any way you can do it, you need to be on the roads before 2 at the latest. The authorities are telling us that there could be as many as 4 million cars on the roads later today. As we would expect, traffic is heavier than usual on all Hudson River crossing. Well, you can see from our live camera, the Verrazano Bridge is looking particularly slow this morning on the lower level, while the upper level is looking a little better. We are seeing delays on the George Washington Bridge, too, about 30 minutes delay here on the upper and lower levels. And it's pretty much the same picture with the Lincoln and the Holland tunnels. Again, I should remind you that these delays will increase greatly in the next few hours. We are getting reports of an accident that has just happened eastbound on the Long Island Expressway. We'll bring you more details of that when we have them, but for the moment, we are told that traffic has stopped. That's eastbound on the Long Island Expressway near Glen Cove Road. So if that's on your route this morning, you might want to delay setting off until things clear up.